Yeah, just rambling off with them.
I'm going to call the meeting to order. Welcome all of us on Zoom. We would like to begin by acknowledging that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Roll call. We'll start with Councillor Heston.
Councillor Morley Hoskin.
Mary Smith.
Councillor Mike Dagenham.
Motion Kantiatri, Chair.
Mayor Peter Hopkins, Chair. Thank you. Is there any conflict of interest? Hearing none. We have two additions to the agenda that we need to be approved. One is 9.3. We've just received correspondence from Mayor Comrie about their council has appointed him to the Belvedere Board, and we are the co-sponsors to that type of position, so we should support that one. And then the new 10 is public notices, and that's the mayor's report and any other upcoming meetings that people know about. So those are the two additions. Is there any we can move on those?
There's one more
thing
I'd like to add to the agenda. Yeah. That's under 8.2, let's add Lake Shore Overland. At all.
Okay. Second? I guess we need a resolution to add to the agenda.
Yeah.
Probably. So 8.2, 9.3, and 10.
And you 10. So what happens with the existing 10?
It becomes, I guess it has to be new
at
so the all numbers just change after.
And then 10.2.
Yeah. 9.3 is the Belvedere appointment. The new Belvedere appointment. If the public notices. That's usually a heading on its own. Okay. So resolution 21-357, be resolved that the Council of Township of Governor is hereby approve the amended agenda for this meeting as presented, adding 8.3 in vote launch, 9.3 Belvedere appointment, and 10.2 public notices. Need a mover and a seconder? Do you want to move to second? Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, we have two sets of minutes. August 31st and September 9th. So resolution 21-358,
with the council's attention, the governor's hereby approved the minutes of August 31st, 2021, closed meeting and special council meeting on September 9th, 2021. Mover and seconded. Mr. Minister, second. Mr. Beckman, any discussion? Mr. Beckman?
Yeah, so on the September 9th meetings, there's one omission, and it's the resolution 21-354. And Councillor Kakinen abstained from voting on that resolution.
So we got in, right? My paper gets cut off, so I don't have it long, so I'm going to be abstained. I've got it.
Does
the
I'm not sure if the order 21-347 and 21-346 are in. I thought that the bylaw to appoint an acting clerk.
I was not sure, so maybe you know the whole kind of we did the changes in the previous meeting, right? Instead of opening and closing the couple of items. The series is off, so I'm not sure if that goes first or 347 goes first.
So the audio was recorded of that meeting, so I wonder if that needs to be verified.
Okay.
Well, just wondering, so we're accepting the August 31st and the September 9th. I'm just wondering why the August 24th, which would be, you know, within the timelines of you know, minutes that should be approved, but being approved tonight as well.
I was not sure about the August 24th. That's why I didn't prepare it, and my understanding that that must have been done. So that's why.
Yeah, I guess it should be approved at some point, but I definitely know errors in those.
24?
Yeah, because I brought a motion for that meeting and a couple of whereas were not moved those minutes that were actually in the motion on the past. And then there was a comment made by the CAO on that motion, which is not the normal. So I think that that should be deleted also.
So let's check those over and send them out for review and get them back in.
Yeah.
I'm just with all the, you know, we have the certain number of staff to do it. We're lucky to get the minutes done for tonight's meeting.
Yeah, I don't think
it's and we can get them correct, number one. So what Roshan will do is get the ones that are drafted and then circulate them, make your edits, and get them
back
so we can have them ready for the next meeting.
We've got the draft and circulate to you guys and come up and
That's not extreme. I'll probably run by any, you know, person.
Okay, so we have a resolution to adopt the two minutes with the corrections on the one. Is there any other concern? If not, call the question on favor as amended. Okay. Thank you. Okay, a motion here from the Susquehanna Centennial Committee. So we have resolution 21-359. Be resolved, the Council of Central Governors hereby receive the Susquehanna Centennial Ad Hoc Committee draft minutes of July 7th. Is the resolution after that? Okay.
Okay. So I need a mover and a seconder. Mr. Heston, second. Mr. Pittman. Yeah, just don't know. We have a couple of recommendations in there from them. And one is a new member and one is a project that they want to approve. So how do we want them to bring forth like a recommendation for it? I mean, they do have a recommendation here, a resolution to appoint a person who's come to the meetings, so that could be done for themselves. The other one is they want to start a project about the horse-drawn log made out of metal parts from farms, and they need some lead time in order to gather the materials and get them going. So that's going to be one of their projects. So how would you like that one to proceed?
Was there money put in the budget for this committee to start working for these celebrations?
I don't know if there's been any money put in for but they're going to develop a budget for this fall,
right?
For their particular projects. They just want to give this person who's a local artist lead time to start the process. Mm-hmm. There's no money attached to it at all right. At this point in time. This one, we still have approved. We're talking about the project. This is sort of getting it started.
Right.
I don't know what the ballpark range is. I mean, I've heard $5,000. I mean, yes. How would you want them to proceed and you can make sure that they do it properly? They talked with the artist. The artist is out Balsam Road, right at the corner there. He's the outdoor metal specialist. He's all keen and ready to go. And they would like to see the Public Works put a small bin out at the transfer station so farmers can drop in metal parts that he might use for the construction of it. Seemed to be a simple way of gathering information, say, going from farm to farm. Yeah, those types of things. So they just want to know if they can proceed with this project and how should they proceed with it.
Right. Well, I would be in favor of proceeding with it, whether we need a motion at this point. If there's no money being spent yet, but say, they did more of a proposal that may involve money, but say the next council meeting, more, you know, maybe a little more detail on what they're barely going to be running into. Motion to put some money towards.
Some money to do?
Yeah.
Well, probably would have the second portion on it, just directing Public Works to allocate a minute the transportation for place where. Pieces to be dropped on.
So can we do something like we encourage them to start this project back with a budget mm-hmm. and start collecting materials at the transfer station, something like that?
Yeah, I think
council, so we can give them encouragement to move forward. That's all.
Council agrees in principle.
I can say we agree in principle, but we would like to see a budget, not only for that, but eventually we'll see a budget for the total event. So.
Probably as well, as you say, the metal worker would want to have some confirmation as well. Ensure that
Then could have just drafted a very short letter to that committee stating that the council agrees in principle,
okay,
and ask that they have more details brought forward.
Something like that. And we added a bidding idea.
Yeah, and confirming the metal worker as well. Just yeah. I think those are all important, sort of somehow.
We can identify who it is and sort of what they're doing and all that stuff. Some type of estimated budget.
And if that's what the treasurer can just look at the procurement process for that as well, just to ensure that everything is within the guidelines.
Okay. Anything else on that? Oh, yeah. All three. Okay, we're moving into point eight, which is the insurance report. Questions on it?
Never seen it go down on price.
I mean, I've always had the feeling that every 3 years we should be tendering our contracts for these things and just to see where we stand. So it's just not a length announcement that we're doing the next thing we see. So you know, I'd like to see next year we do a 3-year new tender. So it might be the same company, but that's not the point. The point is that that's not really what the job is on the market.
Mr. Chair, that you know, like just started last week. So I didn't have much time to talk to them at their company, but then the person who does our reading, Samantha, she's also the rep for their company. And I asked her the same question if I would have come to you to get a quote from different company. What would you give me a quote? And she said, the prices pretty much will be on par, so you will be getting 15 to 20% up whatever you're getting previously. So she was saying that it's non. Most of these municipalities are getting 15 somewhere. 15 is minimum, 15 is minimum increase, but then also going up to 40%. So probably because of the way the insurance liabilities be getting to the municipalities and they like it. And with the pandemic and all those things, you know, it's a great thing. So definitely next year, as Mr. Chair, I will start a process of maybe a non-deal, right? Or a whistle to get the tender and you know,
put it on the table anyway, should put it on the table. So 21-360. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Keller does hereby accept the report Treasury 2021-12, renewal of municipal insurance. Just going to move on to second here. Councilor Haskell, Councilor Tekken. Okay, so thanks for your comments, Roche. So, any other comments on it for this year? Yes.
Yeah, it'd be good if the a representative from the insurance company was done and at some point have an opportunity to ask some questions and go through the policy with us. In regards to the resolution itself, you know, should there be an additional part on it saying and further that the Township Corporation of Township McKellar accept the renewal with impact public entities, how the resolution written previously in regards to renewing the insurance policies. So they see that the due date is September 19th, is that correct? So we basically have to deal with this tonight to ensure that the insurance policy is renewed.
Do you want to add in the company?
And there has to be some action item attached to this that in further that the Corporation of Township McKellar renew with. I'm not exactly sure how previous resolutions were written in regards to the actual renewal.
So you want to add in that after the new, after the, accept the report of the Treasury to renew the municipal insurance of intact, and you want to put the amount in, or do you want to leave it in?
And there's an amount there.
We can state the company and the amount if you want.
Yeah. I think that is clear. From intact public entities, the amount of $76,973.
And then plus applicable taxes? Plus.
Plus taxes. Any discussion? Call a question on the table. 9.2, both maps?
I just don't want to beat the thing to death again, but it's just sort of thought that, come around that time of year where a lot of people are going to want to get their boats out, that I think we should consider opening it again. And I have a motion that I'd like to table. Matt Gertz.
Yeah, just to bring you up to date with what has been done, since all things have happened, we have been able to now get access to the files to get. We're just securing all the written reports that we have so we know what is fact and what isn't fiction. I've called the insurance person saying, tell us what we can do and what we can't do based on the resolution. So we're now getting that stuff in order. And the idea was that if we can get all that plus the legal opinion, and we can look at a special meeting just as one lunches next week and look at that. Potentially opening up for the period up of Thanksgiving as an immediate thing to that launch. In the meantime, we need to look at a 208 study that apparently was done in boat launches, so we'll find the other boat and see what they said, and plus what Kirby has said. We have to get another review of the boat launches from a technical view of what can be brought up to scratch from a safety point of view. And then the long-term one is to find a new launch in the north. So I think there's a three-step thing we can do and provide very good solutions to the community immediately in the short term and long term. So that's I'm just gathering all that. It takes time, taking time to get access to the computer and to get access and information back from the insurer. And we're just waiting on the legal opinion now. So we've got almost all this up. But I don't want to make that public, people, which has been a concern. A lot of people saying that the documentation. So I've also asked the insurance, what is confidential? What isn't confidential? So I just got a response back today on that. So I don't have anything from the lawyer yet. So I'm trying to get this all done by Friday. So we can call a special meeting just as we'll launch this to look at. Immediately, if we can open, under what conditions we open it safely, open for a short period of time. And then two, to take a look at what we have to do over to get some information, technical information of what we can do over the year and long-term by finding a new launch. So those are the three key aspects going forward. So I tried to get it for this meeting, we just didn't get the information. We're not going to give out part information. No point in doing that. I want to do a complete package. Just deal with that because it's a hot item. We've got to resolve it. So that's what I've been spending a lot of time on. Just so you know, I just got some information back today, and we're still waiting on one other thing. So Just to let you know where we are.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain set of things. Okay.
We have no audio.
Can you hear anything?
There's no audio.
What?
Now I can.
Can you hear now?
Now, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I was just explaining before we did this thing that there's, we're just finally getting all the information back from the insurer and the lawyer to call a special meeting on the boat launch for early next week, and to be able to look at three things. Number one was to be able to reopen it until Thanksgiving under certain conditions and certain things being remediated. And those have to be discussed with the Public Works Office, which is going to be done tomorrow. Secondly, was to take a look at a 208 report that will give us some idea where we can go in the future, along with the recommendations from the insurance people. And then third, to be determining a couple of options for a new boat launch in the north. So that's what that was going to be. We're going to try and get for this meeting, but we didn't have all the information. Our treasurer knows that, because we were trying to put it on. We couldn't put it on, because we didn't have all the information. And so, you know, I'm worried about this resolution that we can't do it because we haven't got all the remediation stuff that has to be done before the boat launch can be open. So I'll put it on the table, but. So we have resolution 361. We have resolved that the Council of Township McKellar has not received correspondence from the Township Insurer stating the Lake Shore boat ramp will not be covered by insurance. And furthermore, the Township McKellar has not received any notice from the Township Insurer that the Lake Shore boat ramp must be closed immediately. Now be resolved, Council Councilor does direct staff to reopen the Lake Shore boat ramp by September 17th, 2021. Mover and seconder. So go ahead and state your case.
Well, I drafted this motion today, and the reason I did is because that boat ramp is still closed and I have not yet to see any correspondence stating that, just like it says in the motion, that it will not be covered by insurance if it remains open. And there's nothing from the insurance company saying that it should be closed immediately. So I just don't see any other reason that it should be closed. And if there's more information coming and determined that it should be closed, well, then let's close it. But in the meantime, I've never seen any information in front of me stating that boat ramp should be closed. So it should be reopened. A lot of people are going to be depending on that boat ramp coming up very soon. And so it's on the table, and I think that the council should deal with it and make a decision and follow through with it. So that's basically all I can say.
I know what you're saying. And from a procedural point of view, we've got to deal with that one first. In that to deal with a motion that we've already dealt with, there's got to be a notice of motion to change it. So if you look at all the regulations, so we should have had a notice of motion that we are going to change that bylaw if it's in the same year in which it's occurred, in the same term of council. So we haven't really had that yet, and we need to do that one as the first procedure. The second procedure is that only those that voted in favor of the first motion way back in June can bring forward this motion. Okay, so I'm assuming then that Councillor Kekkonen voted in favor of the motion to close the boat launch. That's my understanding. So if he hasn't, then he can't bring this forward. Those are the rules.
Well, I think that motion was more worked around the line of receiving or
this evening's report.
No, there's two parts. The second line says, we agree with immediately closed county staff immediately.
No.
Excuse
no.
me. Listen, you go through the chair, quit interrupting. Do it once more and go to action. You know, second paragraph.
You just have a copy of that motion.
I've already recorded it in an article I put up. Take a look at the second line.
We received the report. The municipal councilor's handbook says that when you receive a report, that information is before council as information.
Read the second line.
We just did a right now with the insurance provider. We received the treasurer's report, and we actioned by adding an additional portion to that resolution describing the action. So this is according to the municipal councilor's handbook. Second edition by George Rusty, who's a professional municipal expert.
I'm glad you're quoting all this stuff. And read the resolution. Read what you approved. Read it.
Which resolution?
The resolution to deal with the bolt plan.
Which one are you talking about?
The staff report came up. Don't interrupt. Let me think. You asked a question. The very first line says we will receive the report. I agree with you 100%. The second says, and we agree that staff should immediately close the boat ramp. It's right in the motion.
Get to the resolution. Bring it to the table right here. We'll all read it.
Well, I'm already quoted in the last thing I did. So
no, you're quoting a specific portion from the report. You are not quoting the resolution that we passed June 8th regarding receiving a report. And all I said is we received this report. And that's 100% accurate.
No. You received a report and the report said.
No, that's not.
Excuse me, you're interrupting again.
Well, I'm not being
It's in the myth. The report is there. The report says two parts to it. Okay, and the second part is that we accept. We the staff can close the thing. Boom.
No,
we agreed to it. We approved that.
That's in the report. That's not the resolution. Please, someone get the resolution right from June 10th so we can just confirm this right here. And none of this, you know, it says this, says that.
No.
If we can just pull up that resolution, we can read it right here. So all of the public can hear once and for all what that resolution said. Sure. June 10th, 2021 minutes. If you can bring that up and we can see what it says. The report is different than the resolution. The resolution said that.
It's your interpretation.
Well, bring it to a municipal expert. I requested that on numerous occasions. Bring it to two municipal experts to see. And then look through all of our minutes through history. And you'll see that when we receive a report, and we do dozens of them a year, we just receive the report. But when we're going to take action, there's an additional resolution that comes forward. Maybe at that meeting, maybe one further down. Later in time to take action. You can look through our minutes and you can see on numerous occasions that's the case. If someone get the June 10th minutes.
When you receive a report that says you approve the staff closing.
Bring them in here, please. We can look at them.
I can tell you what that's exactly.
No, that's your interpretation.
No interpretation. It's black and white.
No, it's not. Okay, well, we don't.
Well, that's for the you're thinking of calling another meeting regarding boat ramp.
That's all I want to do is do a boat ramp to do immediate open if we can under these things open.
Yeah. Well, by then we'll have a copy of both of you.
Absolutely,
we can the resolution. But in the meantime, putting all technicalities and doubts aside, I tabled this motion because I just feel it is what's best for the residents of McAllen. And it can be done. Like I'm saying, it's simple. It's simply that we did not have anything to say that there would be no insurance and that it did not need to be closed immediately.
Some of those are correct. So I have asked her, I said, number one, what is confidential and what isn't confidential? So she's coming back tomorrow with, I think, that nothing is confidential in her reports and from Intact Insurance. So both of those things can be made public. So that's good news. So we have that. So we can give a package to the public and here's what the facts are. So, and then He says, what can we do to open it on an interim basis to ensure that we're covered from a liability point of view, and that we can safely do that? And he said, well, here are the conditions from the exact report, and if we can cover off some of these, then we can go ahead. So and some of those are signage, using your own risk, some not parking issues and not those types of things, but you know, signs about a boat launch, about being aware of boats turning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I was talking with Greg, I just alerted him and said, well, we've got to sit down and say, well, which of these can we do? So we can do these so we can open them on an interim basis up to the end of Thanksgiving. So that's where I was at with it, trying to, and I was going to try and set a meeting with you tonight so we could just deal with boat launches, and the earlier the better. I can do it Monday night, the 20th, I think. But I'll have the information, I would think, by this week. So that's what I would like. Then we can immediately, I'm also going to be meeting with Greg saying, which of these, there's quite a few points, but then we can open up with reasonable steps that we have taken to keep us out of harm's way. That's what it's all about. I'm not saying we can't do what you're saying. I'm just saying we got to do it right.
Well, I have not seen anything from our insurance companies.
Well, I've just got it yesterday. But I didn't have time to do for this meeting. We originally tried to set it up for this meeting. So I would like that just a meeting, especially on that, to clear all the background stuff, but moving it forward in three steps, immediately open it up for Thanksgiving. So still using your own risk situation to deal with the fund. We're trying to find a 208 report so we can get some information about how we can move forward. And we still have to deal with the long-term boat line solution. Those are the three things, and to make the documents public. I mean, there's four things going on here, right? So that's what I'm trying to do.
Yes. So this 2008 report you're talking about, which report is this?
I don't know yet.
This is the CC Tatum engineering report.
It's probably Tatum.
And this is that's the third party review of the Coles engineering report. And the conclusion of the Coles engineering report indicated that their interpretation was that there were no issues with traffic along Lakeshore Road.
I have not seen that before.
Well,
so we need to have that as public documentation. And we're trying to find that public report. So that can be part of the documentation moving forward.
And I have read that report in the last couple of weeks. And nowhere in there did it say that boat ramp should close.
Okay, no, I don't even know what it says. Where is it? Who's got it?
It's in the township office. The township office has had it since 2008.
Well, I'm trying to get a copy of it, so that's what I'm saying. I just found out about it yesterday, so give me a break. We're trying to get all the facts together, not just piecemeal, and document it, and then move it forward. So
it seems that the information that I have received, which has mainly been staff reports, leans toward doing everything they can to find reasons to close that boat ramp and keep it closed. Can we not go forward looking for reasons that it should be opened up and stay opened up like it has been for over 4 years? Have no problems?
But that's the option. That's the option going forward. So we would have that, and we can if we do these things, we can have it open and safer and part of the risk management. So those are steps that we have to look at from the point of view. Whether we need to have a committee look at that, I would rather have some experts look at that and say, here's what we need to make it, to continue to make it safe on Lakeshore or other place. That's
my feeling is what the people want and what our insurance says, that there's no reason to close that boat ramp. If you want to make improvements, wonderful.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really starting to baffle. Really starting to get frustrated.
Yeah.
So is that resolution on the table? Has it been removed? It has been seconded.
It's been moved and seconded.
And we're having a discussion. And
we are definitely talking about
it. And then can you read it over one more time here so we can see if there's any other points that need to be discussed?
Be it resolved that the Council of Township McKellar has not received correspondence from the Township insurer stating that Lakeshore bonds will not be covered by insurance. Furthermore, the Township of McKellar has not received any notice from the Township insurer that the boat launch must be closed immediately. Now be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar be direct staff to reopen the Lakeshore boat ramp by September the 17th. So there's a difference between the second point and the third point, because they have said that you have to look at the remediation steps that can do it to keep it in out of harm's way and as a safe situation on an interim basis.
And again, that is,
I have that here.
Throwing a negative spin on it.
No. I just got the report back, and I asked her particularly my confidentiality. I asked her about what can be done to open it up in a safe way.
And I believe you should be speaking with all of council, because I know how one-on-one conversations work. You can lean on these people.
No, I got
them a certain way. I've been around long enough to know that stuff happens.
I just got it in writing, and I will circulate that to everybody.
So if it's not confidential, we can look at it here now.
Well, I don't have it right with me, because I was going to have a meeting early next week to get to deal with all that stuff. I just got it. So give me some faith here. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to move it forward in a positive way. I'd like to see it open for homes.
The only thing that happened is just reopen. That would be the most positive thing that happened to this town.
Well, there's got to be steps done before that can be done. There's
No, there does not be any steps. What that motion says is fact. And so why was it closed in the first place? Let's move those barriers and get on with life. Holy no. What if there's got to be a hidden agenda here I'm not aware of?
I have no hidden agenda in anything. Not at all. That's why I followed up with direct information about make sure we get public information, make sure that we take the steps from an insurance point of view. So, and I've got that now. So I was just, the other thing was we were asking for a legal opinion. We haven't got that yet, but I still think we can do some mediation steps and open it up.
We already agreed. We will look and put in our budget, and we're going to talk with Greg, and we're going to make improvements with that program, and maybe even look at a couple of the others. But in the meantime, there is no reason to be closed. People need that boat ramp. Manitowoc is a big lake. We don't want people launching and pulling boats out from different parts of the lake and then having to travel the parts of the lake that they're not familiar with. Why put people at risk? Man.
If I could add in one thing, that we take certain steps, as in their report, to be able to open up safely, then I could go along with it. No question whatsoever. And there's only a few of them. Could be signage, could notification that things are turning and stuff. Not doing parking, we're not doing anything with the boat ramp. Just a few things that have to be done. And I'd like to be able to meet with Rhodes to deal with that.
Well, hopefully the information makes you feel comfortable by September 17th, and we can do that maybe when the motion is stated, if it passes. So let's do it.
Well, I hope we can do it by the 17th, so just okay, any further question? All question, all favor?
Can people still hear the audio?
Yep.
This is so dark outside there.
It's on.
Okay, moving to 9.1. We have a report, the independent forest audit
Responsible Forestry Solutions. I'm presuming this is just a report that we have to give?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just basically they are saying that they are auditing, they did audit on the Cerulean Forest, and we are one of the stakeholders, so they want to know, if we have any concerns or questions, we can go on.
Anyone who know that would be our forest guys, Stephen Rowe, thought there's some of the kids. Right? Because he's part of this.
Part of that?
Well, yeah. Okay. What it is the whole, is the whole forestry solution. So I think Western Forest managers of this area.
Yeah. So I think that's what this responsible forestry solutions is, that they're going to audit the what you're overseeing that Western Forestry did of the Trent, the French Severn Forest management area. It would be interesting this field inspection to be conducted on September 29th to the 30th. That would maybe be of interest just to see, what particular things that they are looking for. It says assessment. Visiting harvesting and renewal sites, water crossing. So they're looking at the things that are in their management guide that being adhered to during the forestry practices.
Is there any resolution you have to do? Or are we just, if they're going ahead and doing it anyway?
Yeah, it's, if the township had some concerns, such as spraying of herbicides, maybe put that in the comments. If someone wanted to go on, on the field inspection September 29th, 30th, just to sort of see what kind of things they are concerned about during the forestry management.
So we have resolution 21-362. We resolved that the Council of Township Counties hereby received a letter from the responsible forestry solutions to conduct an independent forest audit. Mover and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
So basically, we're just receiving this as information, and if anyone would like to, provide any comments, it's attached in the council package, and there is a comment sheet, a standard public comment sheet, that comments could be sent to responsible forestry solutions.
Call a question, all in favor? And then we have the addition. No, we have a letter from the Affordable MMAH. And this is a funny one because maybe I'm mistaken, but I did receive this, and then I got another email from MMAH rescinding this, like within 4 hours. So, to my understanding, I won't rescind it right on the top of the thing. And then I've had numerous emails and I says, why? Some other municipalities and stuff? I have no idea. So I think it was rescinded according to the emails that I got. I don't know if you got copies of any of those. Maybe not. So
I just got that letter and then I went on the site.
Maybe my mind's failing, but I'm sure that this was actually rescinded. I mean, we can be safe we received this.
Yeah.
That's fine, but I have a feeling that something went wrong somehow on the line with whatever they had to do. So we can say we received it as far as we know. And let me find out. I'll check. Listen, we need to check whether we received it. Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. So we're on the table?
Yeah, yes, sir. I just didn't know if we didn't put it on the table. So. So resolution 21363 be resolved that the council of the township of McKellar is hereby received a letter from the MMAH on affordable housing. So we'll say. Yeah, okay, absolutely. Mover and second. Okay. All fair?
Any discussion?
No, is there any more discussion? Because I have a feeling it's been, this has been rescinded.
Yeah. Actually, when you read the letter and the site plan control information, you'll understand probably why they
hold it back.
Retracted it.
Yeah, I know. That's, so anyway, leave that one with me, and we can approve that we've received this, but then probably we've got to prove that you've rescinded it too. So there you go. Any further discussion? Call a question? Then we have the third part, which was the appointment of Mayor Comrie to develop your place the resignation. Approve the appointment of Mayor George Comrie of Lexington to the Bellevue Board. Comrie. I think there's another municipality that also has to approve this. He's sort of unanimous approval. Municipalities, probably shared So, resolution 21364 be resolved that the Council Township of McKellar is hereby approved the appointment of Mayor George Comrie to the building for a second. Move. Second. Okay. Any discussion? We just got approved by his board last night. Paul, I said, no, Steve, we didn't add anything. All in favor? Okay, the new 10 is the moving into the where we have reports from update on meetings and stuff, and there's report and all that stuff. So that's the new 10. And I didn't know if anybody else had other things to report from their particular perspectives. You have anything to report?
Certain committees always looking for new members, so anyone interested, please come out. Enjoy the historical information about McKellar Township. Anyone welcome, please come to our meetings. And next one, October 6th at 3:30 p.m.
Now they need a resolution about taking the church, so.
That
we got to get that in writing and as a resolution to be approved.
Yeah, so we wanted the treasurer. We didn't have quorum, so appreciate the treasurer was scheduled. Thank you, and we'll be discussing the process required to do that.
All right, good. Anything else why you got recommended? Okay. I'll circulate my mayor's report to everybody tomorrow, but I'll go over some of the highlights of it. Just as a general introduction, I'm spending my time dealing with the 10 priorities for the next 6 weeks to move things along. So particularly in the staffing area, dealing with new counselors and website and technical difficulties and local life special meeting and getting our office and community center open, dealing with bylaws and just trying to move things on, but on very short, tight set of priorities. We're going to get there. Just takes a little bit of time because we have shortage of staff. We have one who's on a long-term leave who's coming in to help on a very limited basis, etc. And so we're very short staff. So anyway, just with community happenings, the MLC held their meeting on Saturday, and there was the Lake Search Committee did their PowerPoint presentation, and there was a water testing update by Jennifer Fuller. Just on behalf of council, we wanted to thank Scott Buckingham and his interim council for all his efforts with the MLCA. He took over from the past after John Cole passed. They have a new executive, includes President Steve McDonnell, Treasurer Tony Best, and Secretary Karen Claire Costa. So they are meeting, and I've reached out to Steve to when he's ready to sit down, we can share thoughts, we can go from there. So pickleball is growing. The numbers were quite good. I think they're over 12 last Friday. And so then their numbers were growing. So they go Tuesdays and Fridays at 9:30 in the arena. Our Lake Stewardship Committee is now a standing committee, and we're hosting its public meeting on their extensive draft report on September the 25th at 9:30 in the arena. It's going to be an open-air meeting, and we're inviting everybody to come to that one, and we're going to be sort of doing, we're going to give everybody a copy of our sort of executive summary, which is our PowerPoint presentation, and go from there. We're also going to be presenting a special, the Provincial Senior Volunteer of the Year Award at that time, if everybody shows up. And so council are invited to that meeting as well for the presentation will be done first at 9:30, and then the actual presentation of our committee will follow that. We'll have handouts for everybody. But I do want to thank members of our committee publicly. They've been working over 2 years very diligently to do it. So I would like to thank, on behalf of Council, Don Sneed, Tony Best, Jennifer Kent Fuller, Wade Weir, Barb Mowry, Barb Ancinelli, Carol Mitchell, Susan Adamson, Fern Harris, Sheila Hardy, Al Last, and Mike Corson. Not all of them are still with us, but they spent 2 years working very hard on everybody's behalf. Turning the positive into a sad note, we lost another excellent longstanding volunteer in Ron Jones, Gray Owl Lake. Some of you may not know him, but Ron helped everyone, whether it was fixing their machines or still plowing a path to an island or teaching those less inclined how to fix their own equipment. In his spare time, he was the MLCA water testing representative for Gray Owl, and mostly he was just a friend of all, so he will be missed. Our sympathies go out to Joyce and her family at this point. So as far as reports go, we've published the second communique on Friday the 10th. And the second Meet the Mayor session was held on the 13th, in which no one showed up. On September 9th and 10th, the council unanimously approved. Approved McKellar's partnering with five other municipalities to support the building of the Westbury Sound Pool and Wellness Center.
As a result, they'll receive $27 million in federal and provincial governments in the Westbury Sound. They've been trying to do this since 1988. It's now a reality in a 3 year, in 3 years, we'll finally have the Westbury Sound Pool Wellness Center. A press release on details is forthcoming. We have worked with consultant Tim Dobby to find a new clerk administrator. He's been doing background work and he's interviewing council and staff tomorrow. And then we're starting the advertising process, and we can all voice our opinions of how soon we would like to get this done. You're meeting with tomorrow. I'm meeting with Ted. I don't know when you guys are meeting. Any sense? Sometime tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I've been in close contact with Dan Hildebrand, who's our IT specialist. He's looking at our new community center system, ensuring that it can be ready for October the 1st. By accommodating, we have to do accommodation, but we think we've got that ready to go, but we have to test it out. So, and we need to have our staff trained to operate it. We have no one, the people that were going to do it are gone. We have no one left that knows what they're doing. So that's a really high priority, even if we have to bring in some community experts to help us with get that training in. So I'm going to leave it up to him to set that up and invite people in to help, because we need, like the right committee might need someone from moving, I acknowledge. So, but we need to get training involved between now and October the 1st. We've approved the open process for replacing the two council members. Applications are due September 30th, followed by public interviews. And the intent is to appoint them on by the October 12th council meeting. Our EMC has recommended that we work towards opening the office in the community center on October 1st, following all normal COVID-19 protocols, as well as certainly requiring the proof of vaccinations as developed by the province. We're going to have another meeting before we actually do that. But that's the intent of which they're working, and that's the intent of which we're trying to move forward so we can get the public involved again. We are also putting a team together to come up with a plan with these solutions to complete and launch our website. So we've reached out to Vanessa, and we talked with Dan. Mary's going to help. You're sort of,
yeah.
So that's where we are with that. And so they're going to be meeting as soon as possible and say, all right, where are we? What has been done? Where are we with these solutions? What do we have to do to get a mock launch and then the launch? So Dan has been very helpful with this, and he's ready to jump in, and Mary's ready to jump in, and Vanessa's ready to jump in. Vanessa was our second choice for putting the website together anyway, so she has a lot of expertise in this area. So hope, and she's local, so we can use her readily. So just to bring you up to date on that, one of those 10 items. We have secured the services of the new custodial team, Kidron Janitorial Corp. And they should have started by now.
Okay. When they started? I did talk to them on Friday, and they're supposed to call me this week to figure out the timing and when they're going to start. So they're going to start some time this week. I'm not sure yet, but they did call me. And
okay. All right. Well, my boat launch report was really about we're just gathering relevant information to try to hold a special meeting so we can open it safely. Just to make sure we have a duty of care. Our staffing update, we've approved our acting clerk treasurer, Shen. We have a permanent admin assistant and assistant treasurer. Is that the correct title?
Yeah.
Title? Mary's permanent. Thank you, Mary, for being permanent. And we're dealing with several other staff issues and matters. Upcoming events, there's some just quick ones. The voting thing is here on the 20th. So if you're interested in voting, you've got your card. I think that's other than the public meeting for the environmental committee on September the 25th, and the rest will be in my report so people can read it. Any questions that you might have? I'll circulate to everybody tomorrow. Okay. So moving right along, we have the consent agenda. Resolution 21365. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Gunner has hereby received consent agenda, public notices. Mover and seconded. Mr. Heston, seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, call a question. All in favor? Carried. Now we have any questions from anyone? If we can make sure that we can communicate with anything that was on the agenda. If somebody has a, can you address through the chair, please, and state your name and the question?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Are you muted, Rich?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Question about the resolution for to open the boat launch. The resolution stated September 17th to instruct staff to open the boat launch.
Yes.
Who is going to instruct the roads department to open the boat launch?
I'm going to meet with the roads and try and do that by the 17th. We have to do a couple of meetings.
Just a minute, Peter. You're not answering my question. The resolution said the boat launch should be opened on the 17th.
Right.
You instruct staff to open it on the 17th.
Yeah.
So who's going to instruct them to open it on the 17th? You're telling me that you're going to do a couple of things first before you can do that. The resolution said to be open on the 17th.
No, we've heard back, just so you're clear, we've heard back from the insurance people that the steps that they would like to see happen in order to do it, to keep it in out of harm's way.
Could and you please read the resolution?
I know, I read the resolution, I understand that. But
could you easily read the resolution?
I read the resolution.
Please read it again. You're not telling me what that resolution said.
Well, you can't just open something up if it's not right to do so.
So it has to be your way or no way? Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to do it right. We're going to do it right for the 17th.
Your way. So, that doesn't mean it's right. The resolution says to open it on the 17th without any conditions of yours.
They're not mine.
You're just saying it. Read the resolution.
Know,
do what the resolution says.
Insurance company, which I asked for.
Read the resolution.
I read the resolution.
Read it again.
No, I'm not going to read it again.
I'm done. What a fucking asshole.
What he did?
He's...
Anyone else? Okay, moving on.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Following up on, it's Mike Richard speaking, following up on Reg's comment, the vote was taken at the council meeting. It was passed, the resolution was passed 2-1 with Councillor Kekkonen and Morley voting in favor of opening it. It was supposed to open, I believe, about 4 days after that resolution passed. The CAO at the time, who was still employed, fought against it and then ended up leaving his position. Then it falls to the mayor to to be responsible to give the order to the Works Department to open it, but you've decided arbitrarily that you are going to overrule a motion passed by the council. So what gives you that authority to overrule a resolution passed by the majority of council?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, the resolution we had to check was understood that we were going to be checking with our insurance legal that we can do that. And so that's what I've been following up on.
That is not...
So get that out of your mind.
That is not the procedure.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
If you had any qualms about this, you could have spoken to
the resolution. I don't have any qualms about it, except to make sure that this municipality is covered if anything happens.
You are ceding.
That's my responsibility, and I take that very seriously. I've done a lot of risk management stuff, and so why
that is that is incorrect. You are exceeding your authority when you fail to follow the procedure where council has made and approved a motion to open that launch. You had no business to block it. If you had any concerns prior to, that should have been discussed before the motion came on the floor. You did not do it. The vote was taken, and that thing should have been opened, and you have arbitrarily blocked the motion by council, invalidating the whole process, the whole democratic process of the council voting in favor for something. You are arbitrarily blocking it and just demonstrating that you are going to do what you choose to do, regardless of what the community wants, regardless of what the council votes for.
Well, that's totally untrue. You're entitled to your opinion because there were definitely some procedural problems with the motion, and there was some definitely whether it's even a legal motion. So we need to clarify.
You have been consistently followed up on,
and that's the end of the discussion. We're going to open it up, but we got to make sure that we do it right. We're going to do it by the 17th.
That's not correct. The motion was passed. You do not have the right.
The first motion, may not have been a valid motion because you have to have a notice of motion first. Then you can only, if you're bringing up the same motion, to change it. Secondly, if someone voted against the motion, he cannot bring it up in that motion. There's two procedural things that are critical. It's not a hidden issue.
You shouldn't even consider opening up the can of worms about procedural problems. You have, in the past two meetings,
violated procedure
by bringing forward motions that were in-camera meetings with no public ability to hear or see what was going on, and you passed two motions that way. So don't tell me about procedure, because you clearly don't follow it.
That's not true.
Anyway, it is quite true.
No, you have your own opinion.
I do. And I also believe in the law, which you seem to think you can change at will.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You demonstrate it constantly.
Yeah, well, you have your own opinion. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, moving into the next part. So resolution 21366, be resolved that the Council of Township of Calgary pursuant to this Black SL 2001 is submitted above, moving to closed session at 7:51 p.m. to discuss the following items: labor relations or employee negotiation, 239-2D. Mover and seconder. All in favor?